Well, today we're going to talk about playing your game. A lot of us get caught up into, thank you. A lot of us get caught up into trying to play someone else's game when we're out on the golf course. There's always going to be somebody that's going to hit it farther, that's going to hit it straighter, that's going to make more putts, hit more greens. There's always going to be somebody that's better than you in an area or areas of your golf game. So you can't let that get you down. You can't let it intimidate you. If somebody stands up there and knocks it 50 yards past you, but they are, a terrible wedge player or a terrible putter, then you have the advantage if you're a good wedge player and a good putter. A primary example of that would be looking back in the old days of Paul Runyon, who was a super short hitter, but had full control of his short game. And when he beat Sam Snead, Sam Snead averaged 50 yards per drive past him, but Paul Runyon, with his short game, was able to beat Sam for the major championship win. So don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated by somebody else that you're playing golf with. Just stand up. Know what you can do. Do the things that you do well. If you have trouble drawing the ball, but yet the hole calls for you to hit a draw, don't try to do that. Play to your strength. If you always hit a fade and you have a back right pin, then you aim for the middle of green and let it curve towards the pin. If you have a back left pin, you'd have to start your ball outside the green in order to get to that pin. Well, what happens if it doesn't curve? You wind up short-siding yourself and then leaving yourself a real testy little chip or pitch shot. So you're better off to aim just a little bit right of the flag, play your fade, let it land somewhere to the middle or the right third of the green. At least you're on the green and putting. Then the other thing we have to be concerned with when we're playing our games is that we need to be able to do the things that we are good at. We need to be able to do the things that are relative to our golf procedure, not to somebody else's. And not try to do something that is outside of our ability level. Many years ago, I worked with a female player from Sweden who was an amateur just starting to play golf. And over the course of 6 or 7 weeks, she developed a super setup. Anybody can look as good as any tour player at setup. It doesn't take any talent at all because the club's not moving. She looked really good. So she went to try for this national hole-in-one contest, and in the qualifier hit it 12 inches from the hole. Now, this is a girl who's been playing golf for, less than 2 months. Well, now the nationals roll around, and she's on TV, and she is next to the last. And she walks up there, she's got the big bag with her name on it, and the old saying, the bigger the bag, the better the player. And she's all decked out, and she gets up there to make a swing, and she completely whiffs it. I know she whiffed it. She knows she whiffed it. Everybody else thought it was a practice swing. So when she got back up to hit the ball, she hit it so far offline. It wasn't even close. She walks back up to the tent and throws her hat down on the ground and her visor. And I said, "Christy, what's the matter?" And she goes, "Well, that was just a terrible shot." I said, "But your expectation level and your ability level are nowhere close to matching." Well, I don't think she wanted to hear that, because that was the last time that we ever worked together. So remember, don't try to do something that you normally can't do or have a problem with. Just play your game, and you too can start taking home the money.